Not a bad start to the day musically. The Lord's Prayer from Matt Maher and Amazing Grace from Chris Tomlin. It's kind of like the batting order of music, and that's a pretty good one and two spot in the order. Jason Cann's hitting third. He comes up to the plate hitting 424. Good job. Good morning.
424. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's really nice.
You know, so Grace is dating this... I'm going to go ahead and spoil. I just said, went ahead and dropped that, didn't I? Anyhow,
yep,
she's dating a wonderful Christian guy. And so, but she kind of said to me, she's just like, he's teaching me about, but in terms of, he likes sports more than her.
Sure.
Which probably wouldn't be too hard. But anyhow, talking about baseball. And so she made this, it was funny because she's like, I just can't believe how people are considered successful if they just get on 3 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hitting a baseball is really hard.
Right. Yeah. Try to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably not that easy.
No.
I would be just standing there letting it just fly by me because my reaction wouldn't be that quick.
Did you play? Because you played football all the way up to the college level. Did you play baseball at all?
I played baseball in middle school. I was a first baseman, and I became a first baseman because I got a hand-me-down first base glove because I was a lefty, and... We couldn't afford to buy a new mitt, so I got a hand-me-down first base mitt, which got me playing first base all the way through. And
You know, I don't think about the fact that you're a lefty. It's amazing how many similarities you have with wife
Peggy.
Man, they're both, you guys are both lefties, and you're both Enneagram ones.
Yep, we are.
Huh?
Yeah, we can both be a little bit intense about certain things.
And, yeah.
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 Yeah, lots of similarities for sure.
Mm-hmm. So with baseball, I played Mighty Mites baseball, fifth and sixth grade. I mean, I played softball, and it was even fast pitch. Cub Scouts, we won the title in fifth grade, 10-0. That's a fun story. My dad coached and the whole thing. But baseball, and my two memories particularly of baseball is, getting hit once or twice. You kind of remember that.
Yeah.
And then... getting a triple. I remember, like, that was my best hit.
Very cool. So one thing, when I first started playing, I was probably in third or fourth grade, and I could not hit anything. And it was the importance of good coaching. And I had a coach who just was very encouraging, took me aside, and just really helped work with me on hitting and keeping my eye on the ball. And I ultimately, the whole time I played baseball, was the leadoff hitter, and came from being the person who couldn't hit anything to the person who was able to hit most everything that came by. So
now, I mean, I have to say, knowing you as I have, and so privileged to for these years, love you. I just don't picture you as a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, I wasn't a long ball hitter. I mean, I could get on base, and that was about it. So.
But your physical frame these days is more like somebody who's going to hit some home runs,
right? Yeah. For sure. Yeah, that's for sure. For those who haven't met me, I'm a fairly large person.
Yeah. So if you were going to, So what I mean, usually you want your leadoff guy to be like I think of Willie Wilson back in the day with the Kansas City Royals, like just a speed merchant. So.
Yep.
You know, I told you before we went on the air, I didn't know what we were going to talk about, and there
we
go.
And here we are.
Yeah. So, I don't know, if you had somebody to kind of a deep, resonant voice to narrate the story of your life, James Earl Jones wouldn't be bad, right?
I mean, that would be a wonderful voice to have narrate. You know, there's some great ones. Liam Neeson would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can't really go wrong with Darth Vader, so.
Darth Vader to narrate? Close your eyes and just imagine... You hear the voice of James Earl Jones. See if we can conjure it up.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
There we go.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, he's so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think every time you hear his voice, it's just like, what a gift that he was given.
Oh, what is that baseball movie that...
Sandlot?
Sandlot, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wonderful movie.
You know movies other than just Tommy Boy.
I do know movies other than Tommy Boy. Yep.
All right, Mr. Lee. Well, instead of leadoff, let's close out. But here's the thing. You had a second small paragraph on 1 Corinthians 15:50-57. I'm going to read that, and then we'll do the back and forth on the last verse of the resurrection chapter. We've been doing this since after Easter.
Yep.
And when we pick it up on Monday, we're giving Jason the day off tomorrow. I'm going to be off. He can be off. So, But here we go. The end of those verses, you said, my son destroys death, which has no real power. Boy, that's, I got to underline that. Death's pain comes from sin, and its power comes from my law. But because my son fulfilled the law perfectly, sin is powerless. And because he bore the weight of sin, you will not feel its eternal pain. That's a short paragraph with a lot of meat on it.
Yeah, it for sure. You know, and I think we've talked about this some recently, the pain and suffering of living in this world, and to just to be reminded that that pain, sorrow, suffering will be destroyed, right?
When you say sin is powerless, I got to tell you, a lot of times it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. And I think that's on an ultimate level, right? Yeah. I mean, in our day-to-day lives, it sure feels like it has an effect. But
yeah. All right, give me the last verse of 1 Corinthians 15.
Yeah, it says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless.
Mm. And you close it out in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary with, so beloved, consider my promise, stay the course, loving me and loving others, nothing is wasted.
That's really what it comes down to, right? Loving me and loving others. Mm. And that's what we're called to until we're called home.
And those last words is actually a title of a Jason Gray song, so how can I go anywhere else? Thank you, friend.
Right, that's where you got to go.
All right.
Talk to you later.
A very, very special birthday topping the list from our friend Birthday Bob in Rice Lake. He says, happy birthday, Faith. Yeah, the oldest of his two daughters. He says, so very grateful for our beautiful daughter, very gifted architect who loves to share the love of Jesus. Blessings on your special day. I believe an architect in Chicago in the Windy City. So happy birthday, Faith. We love you and we miss you and we're proud of you.
Ground ball left side. It's through base hit. Here comes Terang. Profar's throw to the plate. Not in time. Perkins to second. 1-0 Milwaukee.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. All right, Caleb, it's time again.
It is indeed. So it started off Tuesday trivia. You all solved that. We turned to Win It Wednesday, and we started playing One Song, 1 Second. And now no one got it on Win It Wednesday, so it's Try It Again Thursday. What are you trying for? A free digital movie download. You can download this starting April the 30th for the movie Ordinary Angels, again starring Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, Alan Ritson. A lot of folks know him from that Amazon series as well. Phenomenal family movie, moving movie, inspiring movie, and we want to send you a free digital download of it if you can figure out the song that we're giving you 1.6 seconds of. One Song, 1 Second, 715-723-2555. And I think we were going to start off with a clue that this is not a group, but a solo artist.
Right, so we can say that, because the wrong answers yesterday, Audio Adrenaline, Newsboys, Elevation Worship, Matthew West, Skillet, I Am They, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Chris Rice, obviously Chris and Stephen Curtis Chapman, Matthew West, all solo artists, but it is a solo artist, yes.
Solo artist, and again, we eventually have a right. We want the artist and we want the name of the song, but we can start off with just, again, getting the first step there and getting the name of the artist. So 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. Give us a call for a chance to win the digital movie download of Ordinary Angels. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Just start rattling off some solo artists that we play here on WWIB. And again, it could be old or new.
This is what the clip sounds like. Yeah, it's very little. I know that's very little, but there's the thing. There's a software out there that if I give you a little bit more than that, you can just put that in. So what song is that? What artist is that?
One Song, 1 Second. Technically, one song, 1.6 seconds. Yeah. What solo artist? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Who's going to be the brave soul to make a first guess? Mm-hmm. And again, we don't penalize you. I mean, if you ask nicely, we might not even buzz you if you're incorrect.
Yeah, yeah, so obviously it's drums. So who is it?
Someone giving us a call now at 715-723-2555.
Hi, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Who is that?
Good morning. I think it's Chris Rice with Cartoons.
Oh, yeah, we had Chris guest already. Boy, she was going for the song, too.
So, yeah, man, okay. Going with both the artist and the song. Love it, but it's not. Would you like a bonus guest? Because that was guest yesterday.
Oh, nope, don't have any other clue. Thanks.
All right, you think about it. Call us back. Thank you, 715-723-2555. Try it again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
Now, that's a big clue, though, because, you know, we got 51 years of music, and you think about all the groups, and then, you know, And then you get into the solo artist. But we've narrowed it down. It is a solo artist.
So again, a solo artist.
A lot of those, but still, 723-2555. Who is this?
A solo artist that uses drum fills at the beginning.
Yeah.
At least on this track.
I could maybe try to add another second between now and the next half hour. So anyhow, 723-2555. People are a little shy this morning.
We'll let you think about it. Someone else, again, giving a call. Again, no penalty for wrong answers here. We just want you to participate, and eventually we'll get this narrowed down.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark here from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. What do you think?
I'll go with Mark Schultz.
Is it Mark?
Previous contest.
Yeah, Mark
okay,
Schultz.
Sure, Mark Schultz.
A solo artist. Could that be it? And not Mark Schultz. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Mark from Chippewa Falls. Again, we've referenced Mark from Chippewa Falls because he's almost a CCM historian, it seems like.
Yeah.
He's got a wealth of knowledge in his noggin about contemporary Christian music.
He does. So the call's just kind of coming in a little slow here today, but we've got another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Did we lose him?
Went under us. All right, so yeah, we did. All right, so that's going to do it for this time around at 724. We can sneak in a couple of tunes before the weather, bottom of the hour. And we'll try to take this up again after 7:45. Caleb, I'm going to see if I can just maybe add a little bit more.
Although maybe a little bit more than the 1.6 seconds.
How helpful that'll be.
It's Try It Again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Caleb and Halvo with you, giving you another shot at one song, 1 second for a chance to win a digital movie download of Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank and Alan Ritson. Phenomenal faith-based film. And we can send that to you wherever you might be listening from. We'll just send it to you by email. So don't be shy. Call in 715-723-2555. We've given you the big clue that this is a solo artist. You've got one song and a little over 1 second to identify.
So this is what the song sounds like, the clip. Okay, again, this is the clip. There we go.
So your job is to identify, again, with just over 1 second of it, what that one song is. Eventually, we'll need the name of the song, but you can start off by just naming an artist. And no penalty for wrong guesses, as we keep reiterating here. So guess away at 715-723-2555.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, what do you think?
I'm going to guess Stephen Curtis Chapman.
He's been guessed already. Guess again.
Oh, my gosh. Jeremy Camp.
Is it Jeremy Camp?
That's a really good guess, right? A solo artist coming to One Fest August 2nd, the Friday night headliner, but that's not it.
Thank you, Tammy. Call us back. Good to hear from Wausau at 94.3 FM, 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second for a digital movie download of Ordinary Angels.
723-2555. Now, I don't know, confusing myself some. We had given you a 1.6 second clip, and then, but I didn't listen to the tail end of what's on this now, and as because I did refresh it. I don't remember this being in the original clip.
Yeah, I think we gave you a little bit more.
Was that little, because it was just drums before, right?
Yeah, that little upswing
but
at the end there, too.
The weird thing is it only timed out at 1.7 seconds.
You were trying to be generous.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from here on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Clayton.
What do you think?
Good to hear from you, man. What's your guess?
Jordan Feliz.
Is it Jordan Feliz?
This is like the NFL draft. There's consultation about what they're going to go with. And Jordan Feliz with the 11th pick is not it.
Not Jordan Feliz. Thank you, Clayton from Chippewa Falls. Call us back. Again, you can feel free to keep on calling. Solo artist, one song, 1 second, 715-723-2555. 2555-723-2555.
Here is, again, the fresh, updated cut of the song, the opening of the song. Yeah. Yeah, it's new. It's. I've added. I think it's two or, you know, I'm in a debate. I think I added more than just a tenth of a second. Yeah. All right, so you get some idea there. But it is a solo artist. It's not Jeremy Camp or Jordan Feliz or Mark Schultz or Chris Rice or Stephen Curtis Chapman or Matthew West. When we say solo artist, it could be a woman. Why is everybody guessing a guy?
True. Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe they're just like, man, we just really feel like, yeah. You could be right. You could be.
You could be. It's a solo artist.
715-723-2555.
I mean, over the years, there's certainly a huge names of female artists, big names, big stars. But all right, nobody's calling, so that means we're just going to wrap this here. So,
and again, this could be anyone throughout the 51-year history of WWIB. So think old and new. There's a large catalog.
All right, Tammy is determined in Wausau, and I can't deny her. So, Tammy, thanks for calling back.
Hi.
You're going to guess again?
I am.
All right. What do you think?
Francesca Battistelli.
All right, Francesca Battistelli.
Is it Franny B?
All right.
It's not, but thank you, Tammy from Wausau, trying hard. At some point, we've got to get this to one of you today.
Now the calls. This is kind of like, this has happened the last couple of days where they kind of, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think, Linda?
I don't know. Carmen?
Is it Carmen? Okay, older, sure.
Great and talented artist from over the years. We've played a lot of his music, but that is not him.
Carmen. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks so much. All right, again, after 8:15, WWIB, we've got some more wrong guesses, and it's important to know that, because then you know, well, it's not that person. Try it again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, this April 18th.
The game is one song, 1 second. We've actually given you a little bit more than a second. We need you to identify the song title and the artist. Probably start with the artist first. That'll make it easier. 715-723-2555. We want to give you a digital movie download. Wherever you might be, we can send this to you. A digital movie download of the phenomenal faith-based film Ordinary Angels from Kingdom Story Company. So that's the prize. We started off Win It Wednesday. Didn't get a winner. Try it again Thursday. We are hoping, either right now or later on in the hour, that someone will figure this out. One song, 1 second here on WWIB.
Yeah, we want to connect you with this digital download. Now, initially, we were just saying anywhere across, any kind of artist. We've narrowed it down to a solo artist. Should we narrow it even more?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. It is not only a solo artist, it is actually a male solo artist.
All right. So you all were kind of on the right track before. You were on the right track. It is a solo artist and a male artist.
I wasn't trying to throw them off, but I just was noting the fact that we didn't guess that.
So 715-723-2555, solo male artist. Who could it be? No penalty for wrong guesses. So guess the artist first. Then, again, you can call back or figure out on the year what that song title might be. One song, 1 second. I suppose we should actually play the clip, too.
We will play the clip. Some of the solo male artists that it is not that have been guessed include Matthew West, Chris Rice, Mark Schultz, Jeremy Camp, Jordan Feliz, and Carmen, and Steve and Chris Chapman. It's not any of them, but here is the clip. And here is the clip again. Again, initially, the first day plus, we were just giving you the drums. We've added that next part. So.
Guess away, 715-723-2555 for one song, 1 second here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
All right, Silas.
Is it Toby Mac?
Is it Toby Mac?
That's a great guess. Yeah, sure. Toby Mac, right? He's the Saturday headliner for One Fest. Is that who we're going with? And it's not it.
Thank you, Silas. Call us back at 715-723-2555. Again, WWIB celebrating 50 years last year. So again, you've got a lot of history to go through. Is it an old artist? Is it a new artist? Somewhere in between. 715-723-2555. Solo male artist is what we're looking for. Give us a call.
Kind of trickling in, and that one...
It's not dial tone. That's more like a group name, probably, than a solo artist.
All right. So much for that. But anyhow, the calls have been sort of trickling over these last couple of days. We haven't played this game for a long time. One song, 1 second, 51 years to draw from. We've told you it's a solo artist. It is a male solo artist, and this is the clip. All right.
715-723-2555, 723-2555 to guess.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
All right, Silas got back through. All right, what do you think?
It's a one-man show.
Is it Micah Tyler?
Is it Micah Tyler?
Yeah, Micah Tyler. We played him a bit earlier. Could that be it? Not it.
No, thank you, Silas, for calling. 715-723-2555. Who's going to join Silas in the mix and give this a guess for a digital movie download of Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank and Alan Ritson?
I'd say the listener response is not making me think, is making me think we should rest this game again. But hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Boomer. I'm going to say Mac Powell.
Mac Powell.
Mac Powell. We heard from him this morning as well. Might that be the artist? Not Mac Powell.
Not Mac Powell. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555.
Now it's starting to cook here a little bit. Male solo artist and getting a lot of guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jim. I'm calling from Athens.
All right. Hey, Jim. What's your guess?
My guess is Rick Kua.
Rick Kua from back in the day. Was Rick ever with a group before he went solo or just solo all the time?
He was with a secular group. And he used to do a lot of stuff with Steve Camp and Rob Frazier as a trio, but usually that was only when they toured.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time he was solo as a Christian artist.
Right. Cool. Cool.
Good guess.
Cool. Cool.
That's not it.
Not what we're looking for, but good to hear from Athens, home of the Blue Jays, I do believe.
Wow, look at you. That's the most impressive one you've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
Do you want to know the athletic director's name? He's a great guy.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, hey, Linda. I hope your voice gets better. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. I've been a little sick.
Okay.
Thank you. Rich Mullins.
Is it Rich Mullins?
That's a great one, right? After Rick Kua, is it possibly Rich Mullins? It's not.
Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. Let's get this solved either now or later on in the hour.
Yeah, a couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
All right, Silas, third try. This is a charm. Go ahead.
Is it Michael W. Smith?
Is it Michael W. Smith, Silas?
Michael W. Smith. Smitty. Could it possibly be the veteran Smitty? It's not.
Thank you, Silas. Again, some great guesses. Appreciate your participation, friend. 715-723-2555. Are we down to the last guess here?
Somebody was there, and then they didn't wait. So, all right. So that's it for this time around at 8:23. We'll come back at 8:45. Again, we've narrowed the field quite a bit, a bunch of them. You got to know who it's not, right?
Yeah.
So that
helps.
Which one could it be? So again, be thinking about that here on WWIB. I had the actual song queued up, so I'm not going to play that. But anyhow, that would be bad. I can hear Kenny Loggins. This is it. One last chance, people, on a Try It Again Thursday. If you can't do it now, we're going to save it till another time, because we're not going to leave this for Caleb and Sam tomorrow. So this is it. Let's get it done.
715-723-2555, trying to give away a free digital movie download for Ordinary Angels. You can download that starting April the 30th if you win this, and we would love to give it to you. It's a phenomenal faith-based film. One song, 1 second is the game. Who can identify the artist and the song title? Probably start with the artist. Let's see if we can figure this out. We've told you it's a solo artist, told you it's a solo male artist as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have. And we can tell you that it's not these solo male artists. It's not Matthew West, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Chris Rice, Mark Schultz, Jeremy Camp, Jordan Felice, Carmen, Toby Mack, Micah Tyler, Mac Powell, Rick Kua, Rich Mullins, or Michael W. Smith.
715-723-2555. When you hear it, can you figure out who it is? No penalty for wrong guesses, so guess away.
All right, the lines are blinking here for that Ordinary Angels digital download. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eli from Osseo.
Eli, let me play the clip for you. That, I mean, that would only make sense, right? Here on Double. You know what? For whatever reason, I have Brennan Manning. No, that's not right. That's from 6 in the morning. It's Mystery Song. I put in BM is actually Brennan Manning, so never mind. All right, here we go. Take it away. One more time, the Mystery Song. All right, so
Eli, go ahead.
Give it a shot.
Is it Zach Williams?
Is it Zach Williams?
Oh, he's great. We just played him a little while ago. Might we have done that? Not it.
Not Zach Williams. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555 for one song, 1 second, a chance to win that Ordinary Angels digital movie download wherever you might be.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Osseo.
All right, Silas, what do you think?
Is it Colton Dixon?
Is it Colton Dixon? He was just at One Fest.
Yeah, he's a great artist. Had a great time interviewing him. Not it.
Thank you. Call back. 715-723-2555. Solo male artist. Again, 51 years of WWIB's history. From what era does this artist come?
And I'll tell you that this artist also was on Focus on the Family, I know, within the last year. So keep that in mind.
All right. There you go.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Noah from Rice Lake.
Hey, Noah.
Is it Danny Gokey?
Is it Danny Gokey?
Wisconsin's own Danny Gokey. That is not it.
Thank you, Noah. Call us back, 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Probably best, most outpouring of calls all morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Winona.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think?
Brian Duncan.
Is it Brian Duncan?
Yeah, that's a great artist. You go back to Brian Duncan. I just heard him on Christian Music Rewind the other day, but that's not it.
Jeff, I love Winona for two things. That big old bridge and Blado's Donuts. Are you familiar with both of those, I would guess? Oh, did we lose Jeff? Oh, here I was trying to make some conversation. Never mind. Call back, Jeff.
I was moving on to the next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Phillips.
Hi, hey, Holly. What do you think?
Well, I was going to see if anybody had guessed Jason Gray.
Is it Jason Gray?
Jason Gray, and it is not. Sorry.
But I love that we heard from Winona and Phillips. I mean, these are kind of like opposite corners of the WIB listening area. Fantastic. Thank you.
That is awesome. And we're out of callers here.
715-723-2555.
About the artistry of this artist.
Yeah, so I think you could say inspirational. Gospel also would be a way to describe this artist. So inspirational artist, gospel artist, solo male artist. He was on Focus on the Family in the past year. Mm-hmm. Have
we
mentioned?
We played a lot of his music over the years, I can tell you, since I was here since spinning albums in 85. But I can say that, you know, and a lot of times we kind of were in the adult contemporary area. But, you know, as an inspirational artist who certainly could play on adult contemporary with this song. So give us the artist, and at this point, if you just give us the artist.
Yeah, we'll settle for that. One song, 1 second. We're going to say, hey, friend. Give us the artist. It'll be all right.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Noah again.
All right, Noah.
Is it Matt Mayer?
Is it Matt Maher? Is it him?
Could it be him?
It's not. Nope, it's not. Thank you, Noah. Call us back, friend. 715-723-2555.
These guesses are reminding me how many great male solo artists there are.
Right?
There are a lot of them. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas Damasio.
Silas, give it a shot.
Is it Brandon Heath?
Is it Brandon Heath?
I wish it was, but it's not.
It's not. Thank you, Silas. 715-723-2555. Who is this? Think gospel, think inspirational, all right?
Yeah. And you told about his success in terms
of... Well, yeah. I mean, multiple Grammys. Has won 5 Grammy Awards, recorded 18 albums in a 40-plus year ministry, 11 Dove Awards, several number one songs in the inspirational gospel music charts.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Boyd. Did somebody guess Chris Tomlin?
Did someone guess Chris Tomlin?
Nobody's guessed Chris Tomlin so far. You just did. Could that be it?
It's not. It's not Chris Tomlin.
I'm going to give an even bigger hint here in a second, Caleb.
All right, sure. Let's go for it.
But let me take this caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Holly from Phillips again. I was going to guess Phil Wickham.
Phil Wickham.
All right. Love Phil Wickham. Big fan of him. It's not Phil Wickham, but I'm going to tell you that, Holly, that this is a black artist, actually.
All right. So there you go.
So seven.
And 40, again, I'm trying to give a clue here, too. 40-plus years of music ministry.
Yeah.
So, not a young artist.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
And now we stumped him. 715-723-2555. We are just trying to give you as many clues as possible.
We're kind of emptying the clue bag. Hi, what's your name?
Gloria again from Boyd.
What do you think?
How about Torrin Wells?
About Torrin Wells, not Torrin Wells. A little too youthful for what we're looking for here. 715-723-2555. Gloria, give us a call back.
A few more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
All right, Kevin, what do you think?
Is it Kirk Franklin?
Is it Kirk Franklin?
Franklin, good guess.
Not Kirk Franklin. No. Thank you. Call us back, Kevin.
We said African-American heritage, black artist. Who might it be? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeff again from Winona. How about B.B. Winans?
How about B.B. Winans?
Could that be it?
It's not. It's not B.B. Winans. Thank you, Jeff. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm John from Minneapolis.
From Minneapolis. Go ahead, John.
Is it Larnell Harris?
Is it Larnell Stewart Harris? It is indeed.
We got a winner from Minneapolis.
Right on. Fantastic. Well, which of our many clues clued you in?
The, 40 years in ministry and then African-American. So.
Yeah. There you go. Yes, Larnell Harris, born 1947, 76 years old, won 5 Grammys, 11 Dove Awards, 18 studio albums. And this song, Havel, was?
You can't put out the fire, which is 5 minutes and just enough time for us to get it on. John, hold the line, and we will see to it that you get this digital download to be enjoyed starting April 30th, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Way to go,
much.
John.
We got a winner
from Minnie.